You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Ford Motor Company announced a $1.2 billion investment into U.S. facilities this morning, although technically President Trump beat them to the punch. He tweeted that car companies like Ford are bringing jobs back to the U.S. Ford said 130 jobs would be created or retained by its moves. And Ford said just $350 million of the $1.2 billion are actually new investments. Some of the others had been announced as long ago as 2015. We got Ford's Executive Vice President of the Americas, Jim Hinrichs, on the phone to tell us what today's announcement means. Jim, thanks for being here.
Great to be with you.
Your announcement today says the plan will create or retain 130 jobs there in Michigan. Do you have any sense of how that breakdown looks?
Yes, the actual new jobs are all at the Romeo engine plant, 130 of them. We say create or retain because we redeploy some of efficiencies and other things that happen on a normal basis in our plant. So there's 130 incremental jobs created in the Romeo engine plant, but there won't be 130 direct hires. There will be some because we'll redeploy some resources. Another big important part of this investment, though, is that without this investment, 3,600 employees at the Michigan Assembly Plant would be without work. And so protecting those 3,600 jobs with this investment is also a big deal.
And let me ask you, though, was there a plan to get rid of those jobs? Like, does this represent a strategy change? Because even in January, when you announced that you would be keeping the car factory here and not moving to Mexico, CEO Mark Field said that that was a move that probably would have happened regardless of the current political administration. So how much of a change in plans does this represent aside from just a business growth?
Yeah, the major investments have been in the works for quite some time, so I wouldn't call any of that a change in plans. The January investment to put $700 million into Flat Rock Assembly Plant was a change in plans. We had not decided where to build those products, and so we made that decision in December. The production of Ranger and Bronco in Michigan Assembly Plant has been in the works for quite some time. And, of course, the new engine components for Romeo has been in the works for quite some time. The data center's decision has been made in the last 6-9 months. That's been an incremental decision.
Is it okay that President Trump takes credit for these moves? I mean, it seems to be a little bit of a game back and forth.
We reached out to the White House a little before 8 a.m. this morning to give them a heads up on the news we're going to be making today. We had not had conversations with them prior to that time period.
And is that common? Was your government affairs team in contact with President Obama, too, about?
Yes. On a major announcement, we would let all stakeholders know in advance to give them a heads up. And obviously, it's good news, so we want to share it with everybody, from governors to senators and congressmen and women to the White House. We do that often on big announcements, yes.
Obviously, this administration is different in terms of direct engagement with companies by name on Twitter. That is obviously uncharted territory. But how common is it for the winds of the political administration to direct your business strategy?
Well, we have to make decisions for, you know, decades. So we don't get the luxury of making decisions that are, you know, 4 years in nature. And so our decisions are really taken into account where we see long-term things going. But we do actually are watching very carefully the pro-growth initiatives that the Trump administration is pursuing, especially on tax reform and infrastructure investment and how that could affect the industry, both in the medium term and the long term.
So would you say it affects your PR strategy more than your business strategy?
Well, we're certainly adjusting to some changes in what's going on and the attention in the auto industry and attention on manufacturing jobs. But it suits very well, you know, our plan. I mean, we're the largest producer of vehicles in the United States, and we employ more manufacturing workers than anybody else in the auto industry. So, you know, it fits very nicely with our priorities and where our plans have been for quite some time.
That's Joe Hinrichs, Ford, President of the Americas. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.